Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent, joining us now in his regular slot. Rory, good Thursday morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jack. Good morning. Yeah, he does that thing where he coughs in the speeches all the time now as well. And, yeah, they're tough to watch. I'm curious to see what the State of the Union will be like.
Well, again, I'm not saying anything, but, you know, I don't care what president it is. The schedule they keep, I'm not making excuses for him, but I am for a moment. I mean, you know, getting a good night's sleep. I remember Bill Clinton when I was interviewing him when he was in the Oval Office, but he was a far younger person at the time. And I think the State of the Union, the president probably will take a lot of naps that day if I had to guess. All right, Rory, rainy day, take it away.
Yeah, you know, there's a new bank rate study that finds only about 43% of adults actually have enough in savings to cover a $1,000 emergency expense. Most of us say that we're going to put it on a credit card, which in these days with these interest rates and what they've been doing, you know, by the way, check your credit card interest rate. It may shock you what it's gone up to in the past year. So we're really seeing that people don't have any extra savings at all. These higher inflation rates have made it impossible for many to save any money, or they're going into deeper debt every month just to cover the roof over their head and put food on the table.
Yeah, and of course, we're coming out of the holidays, and what do people do going into the holidays? Oh, I'll buy this, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that, and spending goes up.
68%. Just get this one. 68% said if they lost their job tomorrow, they don't have enough money in the bank to cover a month of expenses.
All right. Thank you very much, Rory O'Neill, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Thank you, Rory.
Thanks, Jack.